This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Russian barrage has pounded apartment buildings and other targets in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing over a dozen people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Firefighters walk over an expanse of rubble and twisted metal as a crushed car sits in the foreground. A large plume of smoke is still rising from the middle of an apartment block, which has been totally flattened by Russian strikes. 73-year-old Tatiana Lazunko, who lives in the building, described the moment of the attack. "We didn't know what was happening. If we weren't in this place, I don't know what would have happened to us. Between the walls, here's the chair, and everything was flying, and I was screaming." The rockets that pounded Zaporizhia overnight damaged at least 20 private homes and 50 apartment buildings. At least 40 people were hospitalized. The city of Zaporizhia is under Ukrainian control, but is in a region that Moscow has claimed as its own. The multiple strikes came after an explosion which caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking Crimea with Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Protest ignited by the death of a young woman in police custody continued across Iran on Sunday, despite a fierce crackdown by the authorities. As a human rights group said, at least 185 people, including children, had been killed in the unrest. Demonstrations that began on September 17th at the funeral of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini have turned into the biggest challenges to Iran's clerical leaders in years. Denying use of live bullets, authorities have described the protest as a plot by Iran's foes, including the United States, accusing armed dissidents, among others, of violence in which at least 20 members of security forces have reportedly been killed. This is VOA News. Local emergency officials in southeastern Nigeria said Saturday that 10 people have died and more than 60 are still missing after a boat carrying passengers capsized. Timothy Abuja reports for VOA from Abuja.
Officials say the accident occurred around midday Friday in the Ogbaru local government area when the engine of the boat carrying the passengers failed and caused it to crash into a submerged bridge. Most of the passengers on the boat were market women on their way to work. Severe flooding had covered the roads in the area, forcing residents to move around with boats. Paul Nwosu is the Anambra State Commissioner for Information.
In the process of amidst panic and how to steer the boat to somewhere where people, you know, will be able to help them, the boat slipped under a bridge that has already been submerged.
Anambra State is among many Nigerian states reporting heavy flooding that has lasted for months this year. The waters have been sweeping away homes and farmland, damaging crucial infrastructure and causing deaths. Nigeria's National Emergency Agency said more than 300 people have died from flooding since the beginning of the year. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Philippine police have killed 3 detained militants linked to the Islamic State group after they stabbed a jail officer and briefly held a detained former opposition senator in a failed escape attempt at the police headquarters in the capital region. The national police chief said Sunday former Senator Leila de Lima was unhurt and taken to a hospital for checkup following the brazen escape and hostage-taking attempt in a maximum security jail at the main police camp in metropolitan Manila. De Lima has been detained since 2017 and has been facing a trial for drug charges he says were fabricated by former President Rodrigo Duterte. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials say a Russian rocket barrage pounded apartment buildings and other targets in the city of Zaporizhia, killing at least 17 people and wounding dozens. The blast in the city blew out windows in adjacent buildings and left at least one high-rise apartment building partially collapsed. The overnight strikes came after an explosion Saturday caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia, an important supply artery for the Kremlin. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News. This is